Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Oakland branch of the NAACP released a statement this morning in support of Oakland Police Chief LaRon Armstrong being taken off paid leave. They'll be holding another news conference today at noon. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, you kind of saw this coming.
Yeah, and it's not just the NAACP. It's also the Oakland Chinatown Chamber of Commerce and a collection of African-American religious leaders, the African-American Chamber of Commerce, and Council Member Noel Gallo, who represents East Oakland. And yes, Eric, yesterday the chief said that he was being wrongly ousted as the head of the Oakland Police Department. And what we have here is the backers of the chief, who has a long history in the city of Oakland. And we're also starting to see a sort of a reappearance of the division that has driven the debate over policing in Oakland. The group we're talking about today, the NAACP, the Oakland Chinatown Chamber of Commerce, and the pastors, are a group that has been holding vigils and press conferences and calling for more police services in their communities for the last couple of years. And we've all covered them. The other side is the one that are the groups that are concerned, the more progressives politically, who are concerned about the interior workings of the Oakland Police Department and officer discipline and being held accountable. And they are the ones that are questioning Chief Armstrong's leadership. So it's a divide of the defunders to the increased police as well. So this thing is getting political pretty quick.
Yeah, just briefly, Phil Armstrong, of course, a well-liked veteran. How likely is it that a reinstatement could happen?
Well, that's nothing's going to be briefly about this. It's a complicated issue. His removal was brought on in part by the federal monitor who has been overseeing the department for more than 10 years, by the mayor who thought that she needed more time to study with his report that came out questioning the chief's handling of disciplinary cases involving a sergeant in the Oakland Police Department, and also the police commission that has been created just a host of different people sort of have a say in this or a vote in this, and how it works out is going to be very interesting. We'll see it play out. The next hearing is going to be this afternoon in federal court, but we're not sure if a decision is going to be made. But regardless, it's welcome to Oakland, new mayor Xing Tao, and this is your first challenge.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.